Jake and Amy.
I can't 100% tell if that theme song is good or not.
I mean, I can 100% tell that it's not, but it's fine. Okay. You've kept it there, so I thought you really liked it. But.
I just think it's funny because that's actually the way that you actually sang the beginning, the first episode.
I was doing it because I was kidding and I didn't know that you were saving it for the real intro.
That's why I think it's funny.
Okay.
All right. That's the face of I Should Change the Podcast.
Oh, I don't care. We're already this far in. Episode 10.
10.
Woo! Also, happy anniversary to Harry and Meghan.
Okay.
1 year of
their marriage?
Bliss. Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, you know what's ironic? This day last year, I was driving to Rhode Island to see Samantha and the kids.
Oh, that's right.
And I watched the entire wedding on my phone the whole way down. Very safe driving.
You like put it on your dashboard.
Yeah,
you?
I watched the entire 3-hour drive.
You streamed it.
Yep. My data was great that month.
Wow.
Yeah. And then today, ironically, we were coming back from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Full circle. Harry and Meghan. What is the first year? It's paper. Yeah. Is that?
Yeah. Okay. Because we did. I remember for us, we bought concert tickets.
Yeah. Well, you bought them, but it was for us. I mean, it's all the same pot of money,
it's
you know?
The same thing.
Tomato, tomato. Yours, mine. Mine, mine.
True. Mostly yours.
Yeah. So 10. Episode 10.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. We sound very enthused.
Well, it has been. We,
Can I put my feet up here? Is that okay? You don't have to rub them. I'm just tired.
That is the thing that Amy will do. She kind of... And it bothered me more than it should have. She'll put her feet up, like while we're on the couch, she'll put her feet up in front of me and kind of like dangle them in front of me. Like, don't you want to rub them?
No, but she won't say that. I put my feet up and he's like, Amy, would you like me to rub your feet? That's what he says to me sarcastic. Every time. Every time. And you know what? It's a 50-50 shot. Sometimes I do, of course. Sometimes I don't.
I think that's maybe that's too genderfied, but a lot of guys just need directives. Like, do this, exactly this, and then...
I guess, but you're doing it to be sarcastic.
I mean,
you're not doing it to genuinely say, would that be nice?
I just don't like assuming. That's all.
We know.
Yeah.
So...
Anyway, what I was saying about our day is that we spent 3 hours in the car early on in the day, which kind of like messes up how I settle into the rest of the day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That sitting down.
Well, it's a long stretch as I yawn.
Yeah. We drove from Rhode Island up through Boston. Well, not technically through Boston. Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, then to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 hours. Under 3 hours, like 2.5.
Yeah, we did well. But definitely a long drive, and it's just there was a lot of traffic today. Typically, we cut through the city of Boston, but today our GPS was rerouting us actually a couple of times. So traffic and who knows what else, but we got home safely. We're here. We decided to splurge and get some lobster, and who did we see at the grocery store?
Oh, that's right. This was probably your first thing, huh?
No, it wasn't, but I just thought of it.
We saw... Chelsea Roy of The Bachelor season, I don't know how many.
Season Ari. Yeah, it was funny. She is obviously, if anyone that watches The Bachelor franchise, it was a couple seasons back. Let me think about that. Yeah, it was 2 Bachelor seasons ago because Colton was following that.
Oh, that's right.
But anywho, on Ari's season, Chelsea Roy from South Portland, I believe, was on the show, Girl from Maine. So cute and funny. And, so, you know, it's just this weird thing where it's like, you know, she's out and about.
Yeah.
And then we're at the grocery store and I'm like wearing the grossest outfit and I'm like, hi, my name's Amy.
And you're like trying to save on your chicken coupons.
I don't care. If Hannaford gives me a freaking coupon, they need to honor it. It's
no, that's
so
true.
Annoying.
It just was funny. She's been on our radar for a lot, like years, because we weren't living here when we first saw her.
Well, no, it feels like years. It was literally a year ago. Those seasons move quickly. Yeah.
Golly.
But yeah, we were still in Boise.
I remember, we'd get real excited because she was from here. And and it's kind of amazing to me that we haven't seen her around yet. Mostly because, where would you like me to put that one?
I just realized we moved our desk around and I don't have a spot for the wine.
That's we'll put it back on the windowsill.
No, right here's good.
Okay. Continue. Anyway, it's kind of amazing that we haven't seen her around because we know that she's from around here. And it's just, not to say that Portland isn't a big city, but it isn't a big city. It's so not. Like, I feel like we've seen in retrospect, like maybe photos on Instagram or something of her at a place nearby us, like on the same day. And we're like, oh, we were right there. Like,
we see her coming today. Sorry, Chelsea, we sincerely love you and you're so beautiful. But she was walking with, I'm assuming, the guy she's dating. And she's just like flawless, hair blowing in the wind, cute t-shirt dress. And I'm just like, can I shave on this chicken, please? I got a coupon. Oh, you know.
Yeah, that's but it's, how it is. I feel like there's that. Anytime, I'm going to go ahead and just say like celebrity, but anytime you see somebody that you've seen on TV before or whatever, you have, it's just that like, oh, do I know you? And that's why everybody says like, when they see celebrities in movies, it's almost like, do I know you?
That's the lamest thing. If someone, people say that, you've heard people say that.
Yes. Oh yeah. But I think that's out of sincere, like I recognize your face and I don't know why.
I don't know. I recognize everything.
It took me a minute to realize.
We should do a test sometime, like with just photos, and I bet you I could say names real quick.
That's like a game on the Ellen show.
Is it?
The like her game show or whatever.
Another reason I just love her.
Yeah.
Putting it out there, anyone got an in for Ellen? That is like my bucket list.
You know what's funny? Like she has this like, it's like the game show of, I don't even know what it's called, but at the end, like to win, you have to pick from three categories and they'll just put up a bunch of faces of people and you have to recognize them. There's a weird fly in our room. And it's like, you know, songwriters, famous painters,
okay,
or like famous filmmakers. And then the third category will be something random, like
physicists,
inventors of only the Renaissance era, you know, or like something that's really, really specific that it seems like nobody would want to choose.
But it's probably the easiest category.
That's what I think. Nobody picks it, obviously, but I think it might be the easiest.
Yeah, physicists. It's like Einstein or something.
Yeah.
He's a physicist, right?
I think so.
I like saying that word.
Physicist?
Yeah, so we saw Chelsea, you know, our friend, and I fought with the cashier about my coupon, got my money off. Thank you. What was his name?
They gave us an extra, Peter. Gave us an extra $3 off.
I swear, totally. And he didn't have to do that. It's just, I hate the Hannaford Rewards app, which, you know, you clip your coupons. And then they're always like, well, when did you clip it? Why does that even matter? If I
today?
Clipped it now, I clipped it. I'm waiting for Jake to see serious face.
No,
but no, anyway, so that was our day. We went there and what did we get?
Lobster.
So we got some lobsters, and this is what I realized. So as we're sitting there tonight, we made lobster, we had corn, and you know, we have our beverages, we're sitting there, and our dinner cost less than getting fast food through Sonic on the way home for the two of us.
Yeah.
That's insane.
A cheeseburger, some popcorn chicken tots, and two drinks was more money than two lobsters
and some corn
and yeah. butter.
Yeah.
Wild.
Seriously.
I don't like, I always, people ask me that almost like, what's your favorite part about living in Maine? And it is that, like, hands down.
What,
I
just know, affordability of the lobster?
Of lobster, because you can't get that really anywhere else like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it, well, and even, it, it's oh, like, sorry. It really like increases my quality of life to me. That's something that I'm, it's like really important. I don't know.
Oh, it's well, so I get good. That. Well, I mean, number one, fast food's delicious, but it's not good for us. So, you know, to be able to go get something that's so fresh and delicious and, you know, typically cost money, a lot of money.
Well, to get it anywhere else, it would be $25 for one lobster.
Well, even here, if we were to go out somewhere and get a lobster dinner this time of year in Portland, because obviously it's literally on the water, we could get a lobster dinner for $19, which is not bad.
We could get twin lobsters for that, right?
I mean, no, isn't there? No, I think when we got the twin lobster deal, it was a little more. But needless to say,
they're not literally twins.
It's not. Yeah, exactly. They're not from the same family. Yeah, it's not unreasonable at all. I think.
No.
But it's just the fact that you can even buy it for less. $5.99 a pound. Hannaford, go now.
Hannaford.
Typically, I will say, I feel bad about this. We don't typically get our lobsters there because I like to support the local fishermen. Not that we're not by going there, but I don't know. I'm kind of sad. Ed's not open yet.
Yeah.
Ed's, don't tell them where we live.
Ed's.
My God, my husband. Well,
no. It's fine. It's cool. I've told a ton of people about it. Ed's right. Batteries, which does...
lobsters and batteries.
Yeah, they do lobsters. And then, like, well, they're technically two businesses. There's Spring Street Lobsters, and then there's Ed's Batteries. But it's run by the same people. It's on the same property. We just call it Ed's Batteries. And there are, like, signs in town. When you pull into Westbrook, it says Ed's Batteries this way. Like, it's a destination.
It is.
So... Anyway,
that's where we like to go to get our lobsters. But they ain't open yet.
It's kind of an anomaly because you can't. Their phone number online is not working.
It's like Lincoln's downtown. Everything's $5. You just gotta know where to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so can't wait for that to be open again.
I know. We'll be eating lobster all the time, or as you like to call it.
What? Oh, Lobster Friday.
That's Jake's thing.
It hasn't really become a thing. It's probably more Lobster Sunday. That's probably a...
Yeah, that's true. More it's like accurate. The end of the week. It's like, we deserve it.
It's like our last treat before...
We deserve it.
We go back to work.
Sorry, first cough. There it is.
Yawny and coffee.
We should actually start seeing when people think how many minutes until my first cough.
I mean, it'll take less than one every time.
It was 11 minutes, FYI.
Maybe the first yawn.
What's the first thing on your list?
I actually only have one thing. Written down, but there are other things. So last week we didn't talk about it, but it was a really funny story. We were taking the dog to a new hiking place. It was called Twin Brook. Shout out to Shane at work who told us about it. Great spot.
You could call him Shane, your friend.
Well, he is my friend, but I also know him from work.
Okay.
Both things. We are Facebook friends now.
Wow.
Something I came up on the podcast. I am now more Facebook friends with
more socially
my coworkers. Anyway.
There you go.
And we were driving in kind of this ritzy part of town, and we've been looking for a new coffee table, and sure enough, we see this coffee table just
sure as shit, as they like to say.
Just sitting on the side of the road.
And I stopped real quick.
It was like, and I got out of the car. I get out of the car and get to the back to like claim it, basically. There was nobody else on the road. And Amy like throws it in reverse. And
I
is, like,
literally
backing
almost
up.
Hit my husband.
She almost hit. I had to hit the back of the car because she got so close.
The worst part is I have a camera on the back of my car. I also have an alert, like beep, beep. But I was so excited about this dang coffee table that I'm just like backing up and you like hit with your palm like.
Yeah. But it's.
Sorry.
You know when you find that appliance that's just the perfect height or like piece of furniture that's just the perfect height? And it is like, it just is the perfect shape for your room. It's like,
oh, it made my, that was Sunday, was it? Last week?
I don't remember. Anyway, I think it was Saturday.
Needless to say, it made my life. We had been looking for a new coffee table and, you know, hey, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah. It's like I can put my feet up on it without elevating them too much. Because if you elevate your feet too much when you put them up, they start losing circulation.
That's what we got to do, though. Trash pick through Cumberland. Say ya.
Yeah, that's true.
We're the trash pickers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Start a show.
I mean, I think there is a show about that, isn't there?
Pickers, whatever.
The American pickers.
But they're not getting trash. They're like buying stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah. They're looking for like... what's that word? Antiques, basically.
Yeah, but it's not free.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. So that's your one thing, babe?
That's all I had. I know that there's other stuff that'll come up.
I'll move on.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you because we had your company outing. You guys tend to do like a fun outing. What would you say? Like every couple of months?
Yeah. At least like once a quarter.
Yeah,
it's from we have a culture committee.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And they always invite like the spouses or the girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. And this time Jake decided to not bring his girlfriend, so I got to go.
The SIGAD.
But needless to say, I'm an idiot and I matched my husband and it was so embarrassing. So we show up at this, you know, work fun event and I want to like look cool. So I came home, changed out of my work clothes, put on like just this cute little gray kind of trendy sweatshirt. I know, really cool in Maine. We ended up matching, and I felt, like, really weird. So it got me thinking about couples that match.
You asked me to not change, but take my sweatshirt
off.
Well,
you had a shirt underneath. I didn't. I couldn't. Once we got there, it was, like, I just felt really...
weird.
Yeah. Like, the whole way there, I was like, oh, yeah, we're kind of, we're wearing, like, the same outfit. no big deal. But then we get there and I see everyone like having fun and I feel like, I don't know, I got weirded out.
So you were thinking about couples that match?
Yeah, I just feel like, what do you think? I feel like you and I typically don't match.
No, we don't.
Like usually we clash.
I don't know that we, well, not necessarily clash, but.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
I don't think, when it comes to wearing nice outfits, like sure, maybe not like wear things that are different seasons, sure. You know, or whatever. Seasons. But like,
I'm cracking the window. It's hot in here.
But I also don't like, I don't necessarily think we have to like coordinate.
See, this is my thing. I feel like this is just a prime example because it happens a lot. It's like a Saturday. We're going to go walk the dog.
Yeah.
I put on like yoga pants, a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Bean boots. You put on like nice jeans and you have like a decent top that you would wear like out to grab food or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we definitely don't look like we belong together.
No, that's true.
So maybe it was just like dressing the same was a little too far the other side.
Yeah.
I got nervous.
I thought it was endearing though, because we were like matching in a sense that they were similar colors, but it was, you know, it was the male, female.
We both had like a gray sweatshirt on and blue jeans and brown shoes.
Yeah. But they weren't the same blue jeans. They weren't the same sweater.
I mean, do people like to match their significant other? Like, I think of Mallory and Tyler, I feel like they typically like to match.
I think they think it's fun. Yeah, but it's like,
I'm just asking.
But almost like, I think when they match, it's almost like a funny thing. Okay. Maybe I've got that wrong.
What do you people think? Yeah, you. Stop picking your nose. You're listening right now. Seriously, what do you think?
True story. Okay, I have a thing.
Oh, God, what?
I actually heard, I kind of looked it up, but I didn't get too far into it. I heard a thing that like picking your nose is like okay.
Okay, how? Like socially?
Basically, the argument was that there is a lot of good bacteria within your nose. Mm-hmm. And I think what I looked up was eating boogers because I saw.
You are so
one of the
weird.
Kids. I saw one of the kids, one of our nephews.
You looked this up this weekend.
No, it was actually weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
And I can't remember where I heard this. And I am not standing by it by any means. I'm just telling you what I heard. But it was like something about there actually is good bacteria within your nose. And, you know, it's like we're no longer just saying. Because what I was looking up was I thought there was a sickness you could get from eating boogers.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, it's like, no.
No?
No.
I was sure. When I was a kid, somebody told me.
I mean, trust. I'm telling you right now, you inhale more in a day just walking around. The things you're breathing in without even knowing it are a million times worse than boogers coming from your nose that you also then choose to eat, which is disgusting.
To be fair, I do not eat my boogers. I'm just going to put that out. I do not eat my boogers.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Have you never once?
I'm sure I did as a kid.
Why? Like, just interested?
Yeah. I mean, gross. I think it's just like... I think kids just are like, oh, it's in my nose. What's it taste like? You know?
That's like Abel had a booger on his finger. I'm like, I'll wipe it off. I got it. I'm like, no, but I can get it for you. No, I want it.
They talked nothing. I mean, they each talked to me about boogers this weekend.
Gross.
But they know that adults are grossed out by it too. So they're like, you know, like, and like kind of shove it in your face.
Yeah. It's not that I'm grossed out. It's just the thought of eating that. But I can't.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I can't talk about it.
I'm not, again, not advocating for it. I just, what?
I was just thinking how I want to talk about my green thumb. Not from boogers.
That's funny.
Get it? Like green finger to green
The
thumb.
Way that you laughed at that was too funny to me. I wish you did that all the time. Okay, go ahead. Talk about your green thumb.
I don't have one. That's the problem. No, seriously. My plants are all dying. I don't know what to do. I need someone to come help me. I also need more soil. Let's take our monthly trip.
I don't think... Well, maybe that's not true. I was going to say, I don't think we get enough sunlight in this apartment.
No, I think I need to be better educated about what certain plants need. So, for example, Natalie got us all like a really nice... It's a succulent plant for... I think it was administrative professionals day or whatever. I've watered that thing like 5 times since that time, which was not that. That was in April. 5 times since April is not that big of a deal. However, little parts of it were falling off, turning black. I was like, what's going on? So when I went to work last week, Caroline has the same plant. I looked, like, I was watering it way too much. She's like, yeah, I haven't watered it once. I'm like, great.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so plants are just so sensitive. Like, look at Harry behind you. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not. He's doing not great.
He is named after. No, he's not. He's just a hairy succulent. So I don't know what to do to him.
Leave it. I think with succulents, the less you water, the better.
I think I put him in the wrong pot.
Yeah,
makes
maybe.
Me sad.
It is sad though. I mean, I think people don't treat plants with enough, you know, individual care.
I know, and I'm trying, but I feel like they're just not doing super well.
Yeah.
Poor Harry.
Well, we went, we saw some I'm just going to call them in-laws. They have this wonderful property down in Little Compton, Rhode Island.
So fun.
And
Abel fell in the pond.
Yeah, yes, which was very funny. Sorry, Abel. He was upset, but it was very funny.
He was more upset he didn't get the turtle. Not that he fell in the pond, but
that's true.
Anyhow.
So the husband of this couple, he has this greenhouse that he has been working on. I mean, he helped build it and like a shed alongside it and all that stuff. He's got like all kinds of plants that he's got seedlings and they
amazing.
All yeah, it's the on the but they do all require very different care and different things. It's not like you just water them all at the same time every day. Mm-hmm. And he and I walked in there and looked at all that and I was like, no friggin' wonder you retired. Like yeah. this takes
it's
a lot of work.
Job. Sarah's really not our dog, my friend Sarah. She's so good at plant like seedlings too, like knowing when to plant them and how long they need for this. It's like, I don't know.
It's so weird.
I know. I'm not good with that.
Who took botany in high school? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Not to me. I get a joke. No, I'm just kidding.
Still laughing. never been prouder of you.
Thanks, honey. High five.
High five. One more time. Ooh. There it is.
Wow. Sunday night getting cray cray. Jake is like loving me today. You know, some days your spouse loves you and other days I like really love you. Jake really loves me today.
I do. We heard a good
talk today. Is that why?
Marriage.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
I was like, what's the difference today? Some days you're like, you're fine.
No, I think, but I think.
And you saw Chelsea Roy and you still really love me.
Of course. That's how you know. That's how you know. You see a B-list celebrity and you'd still pick your spouse.
Cool. Thanks, honey.
I'm kidding.
That sounds so wrong.
No, I really do. Like this is romantic thing of the podcast. You know, when like you call me and I've written a note to you about this before. You call me and like on your contact, it just says like, you know, wife or Amy Stone or whatever. And it says home. You've got mobile, home, fax, all that stuff that you can put in the contact.
Okay.
When it says home, when you call me, it like fills me with joy.
Oh, honey.
It really does.
That's the cutest thing.
I think that's a big part of marriage. It's like, I understand that you're my person. This is home to me and it's safety.
Don't make me cry. I'm kind of sensitive today. What's wrong with me?
No, I mean that though.
Thanks.
Anyway, emotional vulnerability.
That was nice, honey. You're my home too. You and our pup.
Yep.
But you told them my name.
Now we're going to cut that out. Or just put beeps. How funny if we just censored it all.
Yes, do it. I don't know how to do this. Jake is the brains behind this operation. I'm trying to think if I had anything else on my list. I wanted to talk about couples who matched. Did that.
Yep.
Hold on. Let me check my list here. See, we really come together.
Oh. What else? I'm trying to think of something else like funny at Hannaford, but there wasn't really. Pretty mundane.
Babe. Yeah, we're
pretty mundane.
Let's talk about where we went last night.
Oh, yes, you are correct.
So much fun. Explain.
So,
this is how our marriage stories work. You explain. Tell them.
No,
I
want to
do feedback up here. Hold on. Can
it.
I just preface?
Sure.
So when we go to Rhode Island, of course, it's to see Samantha, Adam, and the kids. But, you know, the kids are my life. But I do really look forward to like the double date aspect with Sam and Adam because we don't get to see them that often.
Yeah.
And we all are into food and like, you know, going out and have a good time. So we had been looking forward to that. So we went out to eat, had some great food, and then we were going to this place called
Free Play.
Go ahead, your turn.
Okay. So it's a barcade. I mean, it's not really hard to understand. It's basically
okay, time out. I'm sorry. you love calling it Barcade.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I get that that's what it is, but it's they label it as Free Play Arcade.
Yes, but it also has a bar.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm just a stickler for rules. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. Anyway, it's, and like it sounds, there's just arcade games and you can also drink. It's basically a throwback, nostalgic, you know, place to go drink with your friends.
But the best part was, how affordable was that?
It was amazing. So you spend, it's a $10 cover,
and
basically.
Every game is free. You it's pay just that 10 open. Bucks, you're in.
So the nice thing is that they have, and I mean everything. Mm-hmm. I went in thinking there's this barcade in Boise called Space Bar that has a Tron game that I just love. It's like hard to figure out. It's kind of annoying and weird, but I just love it. It's mm-hmm. just really fun to me. And it took me, when I went there the first few times, I spent like a good,
at
I don't know.
Space Bar.
At Space Bar. I spent a good $3 or $4 like trying to figure out how to play that game. And I figured it out.
Yeah, which don't get us wrong. We love that place.
We really do. But it's small. It's mm-hmm. really small. And we walked into this place and I saw this just vast expanse of all of the games you could ever imagine. I mean, I'm going to guess it was like 5 to 10,000 square feet on mm-hmm. one floor of jam-packed
And we're
video
talking
games.
Everything from like Nintendo, Sega, Tetris, Pac-Man,
Time Crisis, and then Galaga, and then Dance Dance
yeah,
Revolution.
Terminator. And
everything.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And I'm like...
Skee-Ball.
Yeah. And I walked in and I went, you know what though? I bet they don't have that one weird game from the 80s called Tron that I played at this bar in Boise. Sure enough, found it. And they had a second one.
Yeah,
they had two
loved
of them. It was amazing. And
so
I,
much fun.
The cool thing is there's so many, you know, you could walk around and see a game you've never seen before, you know, even if you aren't really into video games, just see something.
Air hockey.
Yeah.
So much fun stuff.
Something that looks fun and just kind of you could spend 15 minutes like learning how to play it without spending any extra money. Mm-hmm. Like you get your money's worth almost immediately. So.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was, I mean, amazingly affordable. And they obviously have a bar, which is not free, but even their drinks were affordable.
Yeah.
I just had a blast. I wish we lived closer to that place.
Yeah, it's in Providence. And for the four of us, we got like a round and a half of drinks.
Plus
and
our
played
cover.
Video games for under $100.
Yeah.
For the whole thing.
It was amazing.
It was great.
So much fun.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was great.
I was excited about that.
So. It was funny seeing like, so Providence is the home of a couple of different Ivy League colleges, right? I mean, mm-hmm. there's RISD,
Brown.
Which is an Ivy League, but it's
Isn't
like
Brown
hoity-toity and Brown.
Yeah.
And I think a couple
Well,
others.
They have like, this isn't Ivy League, but they have Johnson & Wales and they have,
okay.
they're pretty known for that.
Yeah. But you could tell it was like.
Graduation weekend.
Yeah. Ivy League graduation week. Because there were a lot of hoity-toity parents walking around.
Hoity-toity.
Like a lot of.
That toit was stuck right up the hoit. You know,
there were a lot of like light, like older men with glasses wearing shorts and like light pink sweaters.
Well, you know, it's New England.
Yeah,
prep.
It is.
You know,
but anyway, it was cool.
Yeah, we had a blast. I wish we should open something like that here.
Ooh, yeah. Wonder what the power bill is on that place.
Well, that for sure. And just to like get all of that ahead of time.
Yeah. And maintaining it. Like mm-hmm. if something breaks down. Ice hockey, I tell you, or not ice hockey, air hockey gives me so much anxiety. I can't play that game.
Well, you also have a bad shoulder.
Yeah, but that's not why. It's always given me anxiety.
Why?
I don't know, because it moves too fast.
It does
and
move
like,
fast.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of your shoulder, I just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You're going to be getting some therapy.
Yeah, I had a physical this week.
Mm-hmm.
And talked to the doc about a shoulder issue that's been plaguing me for half a decade.
Yep, we're going to get you fixed up, babe. Brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new.
What is that from? Oh, that video of that girl.
Yeah.
Good story, Amy.
Girl coming out of surgery.
So funny. Honey,
yeah,
I think
I'm
tired.
Okay.
It's Sunday night. I got to come down.
This is friggin' real talk.
It is.
This is how Amy...
I want to go watch Game of Thrones.
Amy hits her wall and she's done.
Seriously, I'm just... Either I fall right asleep or I literally just put things down and go, okay, I'm going to bed.
If you, I tell you what, I'm going to put this out there right now.
Okay.
If you've listened to all 10 episodes, send us some, like an Instagram or a Facebook message or something, and just tell us, even if you're like our
friends. Even if you hate us.
Or our family, or it sucks, and you've only listened because you're our friends and you wanted to tell us, because we are happy that you have done so and want to tell the world about it.
Yeah, we're like, I mean, I think we're funny sometimes. And we're having fun doing it.
Yeah, 10 episodes. So, yeah.
Big deal. High five again.
And we have a lot of big stuff coming up because we have a guest next weekend.
Jonathan. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Is that what we do? We tell them their name?
Yeah, sure. It's okay. Fine. Yeah, our friend Jonathan.
He's going to be a guest, our very first guest.
And then the next week, we're going to be doing it from Boise.
Live from the She Shed.
And yeah, and we are having we will be in Boise, what's
May
the date?
May 30th through June 4th.
And we're going to have like kind of an open house one of those days, so we're announcing that.
Yeah, we'll let our friends
announcing.
Know.
We're going to like
announcing our presence at our mom and dad's house. Please bring a bag of chips and whatever you'd like to drink. I'm tired, I gotta go.
Yeah, okay, we're leaving. Okay,
love
bye.
Love you. Bye. Short List with Jake and Amy.